microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You think I'm some dummy off the street? Yeah, my era is everything. No, I cover all eras. My nickname, Mr. Era.
Jeff Lutz.
I've been around for 34 years. Longer than most people.
34 years to me is, that happened yesterday. Not in your lifetime.
There's no alternate history where that could have been achieved.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Woo-hoo! All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH Radio. Max Power Producing Engineering, 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. Chiefs yesterday get to 4-0. It has not been pretty. They are 4-0 with a run differential of 20.
You're on baseball again.
They have a 9-game winning streak.
It's not a run
overall. I know what it is.
What is it?
Point difference.
There you go.
I called it a run difference.
That works. Whatever.
They've got a 9-game winning streak in which they've won those 9 games by a total of 54 points. They are living on the edge. Yesterday, they lose Rashee Rice to an injury that resulted from Patrick Mahomes chasing a fumble. And I don't know what to think. After they were down at the time of that injury. Their defense is rescuing them in a lot of ways right now. And Travis Kelce was back and made some very important key catches in their 17-10 win over the Chargers in L.A. They find ways, and it's uncanny. And I don't know what it means or even really how to talk about it.
It is weird because some of the things that happen aren't necessarily in their control. And I know Max likes to talk about penalties. I'm not even necessarily talking about that, but a guy coming down just on the end line. It's not always the Chiefs making a play at the end of the game to win it. It was that yesterday. And I'm not going to judge that game for the Chiefs offensively because they did lose Rice. I don't know why Patrick Mahomes was anywhere near that play. But that happened, and now they have to move forward. If Travis Kelce is now your number one option, I don't know if that's great.
Here's what the Chiefs do that I don't know. I don't know that I've ever heard of anybody doing this. They bring in Kareem Hunt, who we don't even know if he can still play, right? I mean, it's been forever. I don't know if he can
play. He was decent with Cleveland.
Nobody's been decent with Cleveland.
Nobody ever. You're right. How jealous are you?
No, I can't stand Cleveland. I've just decided. But Kareem Hunt becomes their guy. They had a fumble with Steele early on in the game.
I don't think he played again, did he?
He was relegated to bench duty. Kareem Hunt, 14 carries, 69 yards. Becomes their weapon out of the backfield. Caught a couple balls. Travis Kelce becomes a guy. Xavier Worthy, deep threat, catches a touchdown pass. They just either. My theory is that Andy Reid might be the smartest person to ever coach in the NFL, and Patrick Mahomes might be the smartest quarterback. And they're just smart. They're smart. And I think
what are you basing that off of exactly?
They figure out a way.
They have.
They look early on in that game. The Chargers looked like they were taking it to Kansas City.
No, the first couple drives.
Now you can say Justin Herbert. Boy, we thought he was going to be a lot better than he's turned out to be. I don't know.
Welcome to the Chargers.
The Chiefs fascinate me. They've got New Orleans next, the Sunday night game, or is that a Monday night game? Let's see here. Yeah, it's next Monday night. Then they go to the 49ers and the Raiders. That game against the 49ers on the road will be telling. I would think Christian McCaffrey would be back by then, although this kid they plugged in. What do you mean, no? He's on my fantasy.
He's not going to be back by then.
I don't know. I don't know that.
I do. Just trust me.
How do you know that?
I told you. I told you I consume NFL content on Mondays.
Well, you didn't even know who the coordinator was for Washington.
I don't know who anybody is. I don't think that's a big...
So if you're
going
to consume, try consuming that.
I don't think that's a big surprise that I'm bad with names.
But I don't know. He may be back. That game is not until the 20th.
Jordan Mason's been pretty good, too. See, there I know a name.
Yeah, he's been really good.
Too bad you couldn't get him on your fantasy team.
I don't care about fantasy.
Did you lose again?
This is the last year of fantasy. No, it really is. I'm done with it.
I'll run it next year.
I don't like this website.
Tried to tell you.
I won't participate. And I'm taking my ball, literally, and going home. And I don't.
What ball? You already are home.
I honestly don't care how that sounds to people.
I know. I'm sure you don't. Why would you? But poor sport, Bob. Emerges again. Do something. Mean, get better. Make some moves.
I don't have time to make moves. I tried making a couple moves.
What'd you do?
When you lose your backfield, you're done.
It's not going to help.
And then you make a mistake dropping your tight end. I don't even know how that happened. I just got on there one day and suddenly I've dropped my tight end.
Yeah, I saw you dropped Trey McBride. He was hurt, but I didn't think you'd drop him.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand.
Who'd you pick up for?
It's the Houston tight end.
Okay.
And you just you try to do the best you can, but at times you just lose interest.
I hear you. Fantasy's
a 70-year-old man doesn't need to be playing fantasy football.
You can do whatever you want. You're the one who's initiated the league this year, like
because
two
I like
days before
the camaraderie, and I like getting out and seeing.
You like the draft.
I like the draft.
That's all you like.
That's really all I like.
For other people, it is kind of about competition. For you, it is too. Until you lose, and then you give up.
Yeah, I don't like it then.
I know. I don't want to lose to Shannon Great of all people.
Well, Shannon Great doesn't know a thing about football.
It's true.
And that's the thing. I'm obviously the most knowledgeable.
Yes, obvious.
But it just doesn't always...
Share some knowledge with us right now, just off
the
cuff.
Well, I just told you that I think the Chiefs are the smartest organization in the NFL.
Is that knowledge or is that...
That's knowledge.
Two Super Bowls.
It takes a smart person to recognize intelligence.
Who was the smartest organization when the Patriots were winning all those Super Bowls?
Patriots.
What about Bill Walsh and the 49ers? Were they the smartest?
No, the Rams were.
They were?
Yeah.
In the 80s?
Well, they just had an overwhelming group of talent, right? The Patriots didn't. The 49ers did. You're going to win with that talent. It's enormous. So teams that win with talent, I don't know if they're intelligence or that's just...
They also turned a kid out of Mississippi Valley State into the greatest player ever, maybe. And the Mets win.
The Mets are in the playoffs, and the Braves have to win game two to get there, and the poor Diamondbacks. I feel their pain. And now Chris Sale will pitch game two for the Braves. And the Mets will throw out...
Against a ragtag lineup. But again, they only have, 13 position players?
But this means the Braves can't use Chris Sale in game one of the wild card.
Or Schwellenbach.
And they can't use him at all in the wild card.
I'm not sure if Fried would be on regular rest.
Fried pitched yesterday. No, he pitched Saturday.
So he might be able to go at game three.
Yeah. If you get to game three.
Or short rest earlier.
But
tough decisions.
If they go play the Padres, my friend, that's no walk in the park.
You got to be creative in the postseason. I don't know if you want
to
just...
I like the Padres Astros to get to the World Series.
Whatever.
I don't know why you just can't indulge me.
The Padres aren't going to the World Series.
I've said it for a while now.
They're good. That's
great. I like
their
team.
It's hard not to like a team that wins a bunch.
Well, then why can't I say they're going to the World Series?
You can, but they never have, so they have one time, I think.
They won in 84.
84, 98.
Yeah, they've been a couple times.
They've never won it. How about that? But if it's the Guards Padres, and there's a team that's never won it against the Guards, the team that never won it will win it. Why am I going to have my heart broken again? Maybe I'll just sit this out. I don't want to do this again. I can't do this. Every year.
Do you know how many years I've done this?
Yeah, but you won some stuff. I haven't. I go to the end sad. I'm sad at the end of every season that I've ever existed on this planet. How about that? Even when I was a Cardinals fan, they didn't win anything.
Well, thank goodness you left us.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Because I don't need that kind of bad karma. I'm used to winning.
They lost in 85. They lost in 87.
Were you a fan then?
Well, I was.
You were 3 years old.
I was you.
I don't remember you.
I remember being a fan in the 80s, having the games on and the little small TV in the corner of the bedroom on Sheridan.
I had a small TV.
There was a little small
shameful.
TV kind of on like a hinge thing. Do you remember that?
Barely, but I'm not a guy that ever had a small TV.
I remember Milt Thompson and John Tudor.
You know what I think about TVs.
Well, back in those days, they weren't readily available in the shape and size that you want.
You know that big TV I bought?
Yeah, great.
You remember that TV? Way ahead of its time.
No, it wasn't. That was a piece of garbage, and all the buttons fell off.
What do you mean a piece of garbage? That TV worked great.
It weighed about 7,000 pounds. It was fine. The screen was weird, but it was fine.
It was weird, but it was a good TV. Now, we didn't have high def in those days.
Nope. But you had clear screens, and the screen on that was weird. It was like grainy.
I had that TV here for a little bit.
No chance.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy. I guess maybe you did.
I did. I moved in here in 2006.
But you got that TV in like 90. I don't know when you got it.
I had that TV a long time.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have.
Didn't I have that TV when we lived on in the
Bella
Eaton?
Vista?
The Eaton Hotel?
Maybe.
Pretty sure I did, hooked up to TiVo.
Well, you had something different in your bedroom, and I had a different TV in my bedroom. I don't know what was out in the main room. It might have been that.
Yeah, I had a...
That's where I first watched Gilmore Girls.
But all my TVs had big screens. You understand?
See, you'd expect Gilmore Girls to be a guilty pleasure, but it's not.
You understand that I'm never a guy that went and got the 13-inch screen or that kind of stuff.
I like Gilmore Girls face value. I don't care what anybody thinks.
You know that I never got a 13-inch screen, right?
You had like a 9-inch TV on Sheridan.
And it's ridiculous that you on this show
and a mattress on the floor
talk about the Gilmore Girls. It's shameful.
It's not the Gilmore Girls.
It embarrasses me.
Just Gilmore Girls.
Dumbest show ever made.
You've never watched a second of it.
Wouldn't watch it if it was the last show on television.
It's pretty good, man.
Have no interest in it. And by the way, I got something. You know my marathon watching of Newhart.
Are we done with that finally?
We're in a little stretch run where it kind of wasn't that funny. Hate Uh-oh. Saying that.
Did we change
we're
writers?
We're about an 8 or 9 episode stretch right now. Let me just say this. Do people care about this?
Was Jimmy Burrows involved in that show?
No. Let me just say this.
Are you sure?
Larry Darrell and Daryl ran their course. But they didn't. They kept them on.
That's going to happen sometimes.
You don't remember that, do you?
I watched it. Are you sure that James Burrows was not involved?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure. 100% sure.
Why wouldn't he be?
He did NBC stuff. Newhart was the CBS offering.
Oh, fine. Yeah, he did Taxi. I just bought his book, so I was wondering.
See that kind of stuff that I'm just a fountain of knowledge about?
Yeah, he did Taxi.
I don't need to go to my phone or...
What else did he do?
Cheers.
Yeah, that's his
Frasier.
Sure did.
All those didn't do Seinfeld.
Said he did the Bob Newhart show. Is that
no,
true?
It doesn't say that. Liar.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Not Newhart, but the Bob Newhart show.
I don't remember what network that was.
That was on CBS.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Flatly.
I don't know that it. I don't either.
All right, here's what's going to happen on tomorrow's show. We're going to be here for a little while until we go to the Royals, and the same thing on Wednesday. So we'll kind of get you prepared for those two ball games, and then game 3 on Thursday, same thing if it's played. if there's not a sweep, if there is a game three in the wild card series between the Royals and Baltimore, that game will be played Thursday afternoon. I kind of like how they've done this. They've given all the series kind of a set time and set network.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that. I like not having to guess.
Just one-stop shop for each series.
By the way, Buster Posey now, the president of baseball operations for the Giants.
Sound like it was headed that way when he worked out the contract extension for Matt Chapman. But still kind of surprising that he was put in that role.
Major League Baseball going back to team uniforms for the All-Star game, and they're getting rid of the uniforms that were used in the regular season this year, where the sweat showed through.
And the letters were small.
What a joke. And the lettering on the back, the names will be back to the
and the front, too,
font.
In a lot of cases.
I'm all for that. I don't understand why they messed with that. And then, on a sad note, the passing of Dikembe Mutombo, Georgetown great. Boy, he was fun to watch in college. One of the one of the few guys you watch to watch him play defense.
Yeah, I don't remember his college days, but I remember the lasting image of when the Nuggets beat the Supersonics in round one, the first time an eight ever beat a one in the playoffs, him on the ground with the ball. And yeah, that was the lasting image.
Joyful guy.
Very.
Had fun, loved by everyone.
Humanitarian.
And dead at the age of 58 due to brain cancer. So we're very sorry to hear all that. All right, Max, time for a break. We'll come back and get into some more football at the college level. Georgia, Alabama, boy, we'll get into that. We'll talk about that game. Coming up next.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
No. Daniel Powder, last I checked, isn't.
Just checking.
And neither is Lip Sync.
Funky Town is.
No, it's not.
That's a man singing that song?
It's Lip Sync.
I know who it is.
Look them up. It's a combination of men and women.
Well, that's every disco band.
Where was your disco hangout?
Are you asking Max?
I can't talk to you about that.
I didn't have a disco hangout.
You know mine? I had two. I had three. Mm. Would you like to know about them?
No.
Why don't you indulge me?
Not particularly. Go ahead. The Cowboy Club.
No, that wasn't a disco hangout.
I don't know what it was.
The first and foremost is Pogo's. You know where Pogo's was, right over here on 21st and Amadon.
Wow.
And where the Walmart neighborhood store is now. Okay. And Pogo's was big. Everybody went there. You've heard Weston Schatz talk about Pogo's.
No.
I can't believe
that. Not that I know of, but maybe he has.
Second was Lettuce at Waco and Central, and it was fantastic. Great place. And then the third one was Central Station, 40 can't remember exactly where it was, 47th Street and Broadway.
That's way down there.
Those were the three that I frequented the most. Now, there was not a disco place, but a bar called The Casino at 31st and Hillside, just down the road from Joyland, which was a very popular place back in my day.
No question about it.
Why aren't you interested in this?
Yeah, I'm kind of my eyes glazing over a little bit. I'm trying to stay.
If my father had been able to, I don't remember my father talking to me like this. You're lucky. You're a lucky individual.
I am?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'll feel that way.
And if it wasn't for radio, I probably wouldn't talk to you like this.
I know.
I'd probably not just...
You're not really talking to me. You're bragging to the listeners. But I'm kind of the conduit.
No, I'm telling you about my life.
I'm the conduit between you and the listeners. I'll accept
that. And how is this bragging?
I don't know, but I feel like you want some kind of positive reinforcement or recognition from all this.
What would be
Wow, Bob went to the lettuce. That's cool, man. I remember the lettuce.
What would be the... Yeah, that would be... That's not...
Is it the lettuce?
No, not the lettuce, you moron.
Turnip.
It's lettuce.
Fine. Lettuce. Well,
the building's still... I think the building's still there to this day.
What is it now?
I can't remember. But it's right there at the corner.
What was it, the intersection?
Central and Waco.
So I thought you said. Maybe I'll go check that out on the way home.
Well, it's a place that had its moment in time. We didn't have Old Town. We didn't have the Delano District in that era. Our hangouts were spread across town.
Yeah, we tried to appeal to everybody back then.
There's another great little bar called the Embers back in the day. Very close to Wesley Hospital. I won't go there.
I don't. What?
Why don't you want me to talk about
it? I don't know. It's just unfortunate is what it is.
Why?
It's just the guy. Do what you got to do. If you want to relive it, go tell the story. Tell what you were.
Max,
gonna...
are you enjoying this
you know he's gonna say
trip
yes.
down memory lane? Max said something to me. I have no idea what.
I don't know either. I wasn't.
Oh, Max is holding. Not Max Power, but our friend Max. Hey, Max.
How's it going, guys? One of my favorite parts about this show is when Bob reminisces about the old days and some of the old Wichita hangouts that are no more. And I wish Jeff would care a little bit more and maybe ask some follow-up questions so Bob can...
Why do you think he doesn't, Max?
I think he might be struggling with something internally, that maybe he doesn't have fun hangout spots that in 20, 30 years he can reflect on and tell stories about. Maybe he's a little bit jealous.
I've always...
Who has a fun hangout at 40? That person... I don't think I want to be friends with
him. I'm not talking about my fun hangouts.
I know, but he said in 30, I have no fun hangouts.
But I did have fun hangouts at 40.
Sure. I don't, and I won't. No, I like hanging out at home. You think those will make for some good stories in 30 years, Max? Hey, I turned on Seinfeld the other day.
Turned on Seinfeld with your kitty cat sitting on your lap. And that.
How boring is that, Max? For movers and shakers like you and me.
You know, I just don't get it, Bob. But Jeff, you know, that's the beautiful thing about Jeff is that he has his sort of his rituals and his routines, his sort of traditions, and he doesn't change them. And as much as you try and convince him that there's something off with it, he just doubles down. And part of me respects that.
Thank you.
Yeah, there is something to be respected.
I don't know what part, but thank you.
But it seems like a pretty dull existence.
I like to, when you tell those stories about the casino at 31st and Hillside and Lettuce and all these different hangouts, it's a reason I love the Wichita Treasures segment of this show. It needs to be done more than just once a year, in my opinion. There's something great.
We should do
about
that
it.
More than once a year.
I love learning about the history of Wichita. I just love learning, and I just wish Jeff did too. That's all.
There you go.
Thank you. I wish I did too.
Well, good lesson for today. Thanks, Max.
Well, big tournament on Friday, Bob. I'll see you in a few days. Will Jeff be making an appearance, or is he off to something?
I don't think Jeff's got to do the radio show Friday. Ooh, that's right.
Is Duda available?
He is not. So Jeff will figure it out.
I don't know yet. I'll think of somebody.
Yeah, I won't be available.
When are you gonna have me? What are you gonna have me on one day, boys? You need me?
Well, not now. After you just insulted me for 10 minutes,
you kind of burned that bridge before you even got to it.
Well, I've Yeah, I would love to see the studio where Bob sits with his bare feet hanging out. That sounds interesting.
Thanks, Max. There you go. I mean, people like it when I reminisce. Why can't we just be okay
reminisce.
With that?
I'm fine with it. One guy likes it anyway.
Because I am a native. I've been around here my entire life. I live my youth here in this community and in Derby. You know, I'm not some guy that moved in from Atlanta or some that doesn't have a history here.
I get it.
That's a strength.
Sure.
That's one of my strengths.
All right.
As a radio person here. And for you to continuously knock me down.
I just never went out to do stuff like that. That was never really my thing, so I can't reminisce about In Cahoots or wherever.
I didn't go to In
Cahoots. I'm talking about my era of people.
Some of my friends did. I was never into that.
I'm not talking about you right now. I'm just saying.
I don't know why you're trying to put me at Cowboy and In Cahoots.
What did I just say? Are you listening to anything that's coming out of my mouth right now?
Say that again, Max.
Dennis is holding for a word about the old bars.
All right, here's Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Bob. I kind of hail back to your days of lettuce. I lived across the street there at the River Park Apartments at the time, but unfortunately there is not even a building left there, just the front step exists. But
oh, they got rid of the building. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever hung out at the split bar upstairs and downstairs, Tennessee Beer Mill and Tennessee Gin Mill downstairs, if you were 21. Overall.
Yeah, I went to those places. I wouldn't say they were a hangout, but I'm aware of them.
Yeah, I saw a band there. I think that Martina McBride was in the band at the time. They played at the Gin Mill one time. Another friend of mine used to play in that band long, long time ago. I can't even remember the name of the band, but anyhow,
that's pretty cool.
I appreciate reminiscing with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well.
You bet.
No, that was a lost
I can't remember who the band was at the casino. There was one that played there most frequently, but the Bouncers, and there were Bouncers, were the Halsey Brothers. You know who they are.
Those old wrestlers?
No, those old boxers.
I don't know
old fighters, man.
I don't know the Halsey Brothers.
Mike, Ned, and Pat.
They still around?
I'm not sure. I'm don't ask. Don't put me on the spot.
Fine.
I know. I think one of them passed away or two, but I'm not 100% sure. But those guys were. Let's just say they had their hands full. There were a lot of fights.
But you stop it.
What?
You weren't part of that.
No, I didn't fight.
Right.
I didn't have a fight, but I saw a lot of fights, and they were involved in a lot of them.
Man, if I had seen you, I might have. I got to punch that Bob.
What? What did you just say? Come back with that. I don't think I heard it right.
Nothing.
No, seriously.
I was just messing around. The moment's over.
If you'd seen me, you'd say, I got to punch that Bob. Is that what you just said?
I think it was, wasn't it?
Why did you say that?
No reason. Maybe so I could get kicked out by the Halsey Brothers.
My goodness.
Oh, please. You know,
that took a weird turn.
I just wanted you to be in a fight.
But bars had bouncers in those days.
Of course they did. Hey, so it was a miss. Big deal.
Don't have no idea what that means.
What I said. Are you paying attention?
No.
Do you follow this show when you're on it?
No, I don't want. I don't listen.
I know.
All right. For a break.
Jeff's favorite guest is holding.
Oh, Jeff's favorite guest.
Oh, Future Bob?
Exactly.
Future Bob, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks a lot. You can't go to lettuce anymore, Bob. It's torn down years ago.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
I'm aware of that.
Somebody got ahead of me, huh? And
yep.
Did you ever go
Wouldn't
to
be the first
Caesar's
time.
Palace? Say what?
I didn't do much of Caesar's Palace. I was obviously aware of it, but that was not a hangout. No.
Yeah, you know where it is, west of West Street over on. Yeah.
I do know where it is. They just opened the new bar in there.
Oh, Is
called
that
the Red
right?
Brick Room or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's further on the east end of that same little strip mall. Yeah, Caesars, as far as I know, is still in business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Caesars Palace in the west end of that. This east end's where this other place is you're talking about.
Gotcha. Thanks, yeah. Bob. I appreciate the clarification.
Hey, I know who the Policy Brothers were. I think a couple of them used to hang around Caesars in there. And
wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. See, I'm older than you, Bob, believe it or not.
Yes, your future Bob. We know.
We know that.
I'm
and,
a year or two older than you. Been here on
well,
the west
a year
side
or two,
my
goodness.
What year were you born, future Bob?
53.
Yeah, just a couple years. Have we ever met?
No, not that I know of.
I like future Bob. What part of town do you live in, future Bob?
Oh, up north of 13th and Tyler.
Well, we're not too far from you. Maybe Jeff can stop by on his way home someday.
I'll get your mail for
you.
How
would you feel about that? Would you like to meet Jeff?
Nah, not necessarily.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate that's a perfect answer.
He said not necessarily. It wasn't a total no.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Take her easy.
All right. We'll take a break on that note. That was beautiful.
Stop it.
Oh, you know it was. Perfect timing. Great delivery. I couldn't have done. Nobody could have done that.
I don't even have the energy to poke at future Bob.
As well as future Bob.
He did a good job.
One of the best moments we've had.
Really?
Ah, here's Shannon. He must have heard. He must have heard me say
he doesn't know
anything
about
football. And Shannon, what do you have?
Well, I didn't hear anything because I was on the golf course for a little bit. What did I need to hear?
Well,
why'd you call?
Either you listen to this show every day for 2 hours, or you don't, and there's no in between, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I do. I did have a reason to call. I'm playing tonight in one of my fantasy leagues, the Black Bulldogs, which is just a terrible, terrible name for a football team. I think is that your team?
Not
Jeff?
A football team. You know it's fantasy my team, Shannon. Get to the point.
Okay.
I don't have the patience for this right now.
What's wrong with you? Go ahead, Shannon.
I had Ray Rice. Rasheen Rice. He has the Dolphins tonight, and I'm up by 10. Who's going to win? Am I going to beat Jeff?
You have who?
The Dolphins.
Defense
against Tennessee. Have,
and that's the only active
that's
participant?
It.
Yep.
Yeah, I had Rice who got me nothing because of the injury.
Well, I'd say Jeff has a decent shot, although who knows? I mean, when you're relying on a defense.
We need a touchdown, basically.
He needs a touchdown. But I'm a 55% winner, but I don't know. I'm a little worried. I think, he'll pull one out or something. I don't know. I just want to beat him really bad.
Well, I don't blame you. And listen, earlier in the show he said he would have liked to have beat me at one of the bars I frequented. So I'm all for you.
Wow. Well, let's just hope the Dolphins
didn't say that.
Do nothing on defense today.
Well, okay. We wish you the best of luck. I do. I don't know about Jeff.
No, whatever happens, happens. We put our best foot forward and go from there.
Thanks, Shannon.
I'll see you guys in the playoffs. All right.
You won't see me, most likely. But I
might not see him. He's
listen,
one and two.
I'll wish you well. That's how I operate. Not here to pull against anyone. It is what it is.
Sure is.
You know, with the kitchen remodel ongoing here at the West Wichita Basement Studio, meals have become something I got to think about.
What have you been doing, mostly?
We got rice the other day, and that wasn't probably a smart move because we don't have any place to dispense of the stuff, you know?
When you have leftovers or
so
something?
We're using the coffee table in the living room as our dispensary where we use, you know
Wait, what?
the plates and the silverware and all of it plastic.
Okay.
And tonight I don't know what to do. I'm thinking about beef and noodles.
Man, I've been thinking about that too. What's going? Where do they get? Where do they have that? I don't want to go all the way out there.
They also have lasagna. They also have sauerkraut and
link. Describe this beef and noodles dish.
Huh?
Describe this beef and noodles dish.
What do you mean describe?
What are the noodles like? What is there sauce? Is there?
It's very good.
Are they like egg noodles?
It's very good. They're nice noodles. I don't know how to describe a noodle.
Now I got
to
look it up.
It's are you thinking about going all the way to Leakers?
I don't know. But when I was starting to think about dinner, I was thinking literally about beef and noodles, and I don't like that.
Well, they got the beef and noodles special out there today.
Man, is it like stroganoff?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, now I kind of want to go.
Here's John.
Why do we have so many callers today?
John, welcome. Because I reminisce. Don. Don Johnson. Who? Hello.
It's Don.
Hey, Don.
Don. Hey, Don. This is Don. I'm a long, long time listener. Clear back to the Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle. For many years at work, I listened to you.
Was that you?
Followed you. That you grew up in Derby, where I'm actually from and grew up. Matter of fact, I grew up just from not too far from where you did and went to Pleasant View. And yesterday I was driving by in a kind of sad day by Pleasant View, and they have got half of that school tore down. They're demolishing
that's sad.
The whole grade school. It is sad.
Did you go to high school in Derby?
I did. I graduated in 88. What? That kind of gives you my age.
88. You're a young man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 54.
It's sad that they're taking out that school. That's had a lot of memories there, of course. Kindergarten through sixth grade.
That's what I did. I went from first grade to sixth grade. Then both of my kids that are 25 and 26, they went to grade school there. My brother and sister did, and it's just very sad to see it right now because it's about half demolished. And on the north side, they're putting in some, I think, assisted living apartments or duplexes, like.
Hey, I got an idea, Don. How would it be for me to come full circle? I started kindergarten there on that property. What if I moved into the assisted living area now? That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
That would be awesome.
You've got me worried. Do you think I need assisted living?
No. You got some time left.
All right. Thank you. Jeff's not even listening.
I love the show, and
Jeff checked out.
I did.
I appreciate it. You know when Jeff checked out, Don? Jeff checked out when you said, I've been listening to you, and that was it. He was gone.
Yeah.
On his phone.
Yeah, I know.
No, I listened to some of that, Don. How old did you say you were? Just kidding.
54.
Thanks, Don. I know. I heard.
Thanks for the call, Don. We appreciate it. We appreciate all of our callers. I do.
So do I.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
We got a lot. What was up with that?
I told you. People like the reminiscing.
You reminisce every day on this show. Pull that little hair out of your...
No, I'm not pulling it out.
Okay.
Where is it?
Right there. It's
on my forehead?
Yeah. It's right there. Just go to your left a little bit. There it is.
There's no hair there.
Yes, there is.
It's a straggler.
Okay.
I'll get it later.
Yeah, just do whatever you
need. You don't need to talk about what hair I got.
Are you going for the Razor Ramon look?
Don't worry about what hair I got.
All right, I won't.
Get your hair cut.
I did. I cut it yesterday. How's it look?
All right, I don't know. We'll be back tomorrow.
30 minutes.
We'll give this another shot briefly tomorrow. Won't be here long, so if you want to hear us, tune in at the start. Have a good evening. See you soon.